What's up, Fandom Night, episode 36, Why We Do What We Do.
Alright, what's up everybody? So, Sario Lovell here. I'm back again with another episode of Sario Says, and I'm trying to get all my shit set up right now because I wasn't really planning on doing it, but I got an email, and you know what? I'm gonna keep on going with it. Like, I had one topic I was gonna bring up, but you know what? I'm gonna talk about something else. So, let me stop myself here. I'll throw it over to Bill. You know, for contact info and all that, and then we'll get into the episode because by then I should have my room set up, so I'll be right back.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, and I'm back. So, I'm going to try to get this episode done relatively quickly if I need to. Thank God there's a pause function on the app on my phone that I got. So if the FedEx guy shows up because I'm expecting something in the mail today, because when my S5 broke, I had to go get a new phone. And they gave me an S8, and apparently Samsung was running this promotion at the time, where I want to say at the time because I think it's done by now. I want to say you had to have all of your entry submissions done like a week or so ago. No, it was last Friday. That's right, because I'm recording this on the 27th. So it would have been Friday, which was, son of a bitch, me and man needing to be accurate, the 23rd of June. So, anyway, they had a promotion going where you got the S8, a fucking case that basically allowed you to set up your phone to be like a view screen. Like, I had one of those little, like, flip-down things. So when your phone turned into, quote, theater mode for YouTube and shit, 6 months free of Netflix, which was good because my Netflix subscription was running out. Oh, and like a 64 gigabyte fucking memory card or some such shit. But regardless, if the fucking doorbell rings, which, you know, you guys will know, because you'll be like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, it's my doorbell. So I got to stop and go grab that real quick, which would be a pain in the ass, because in order for me to get to the front door from my room, I literally got to walk out the room, turn a corner, walk all the way through the living room, open a door, walk out to the patio, which is basically like a walled-in patio, front porch area, and then open the door and fucking sign for the package or whatnot, and then come on back, and the front door is fucking busted, so I gotta, like, close it and then lock the fucking door with a pair of pliers. So it's a pain in my ass. I know you guys don't give a shit about those details, but, you know. Anyway, like I said earlier in my open, my original topic was, I was getting in the shower, so that way then I could go to, it was either my pre-job assessment or to go listen to phone calls, because I basically, I got a job, it's not quite telemarketing, it's basically, it's for a company called HGS, and what it is you sit around in a bunch of cubicles with your workspace, and you answer phone calls, and they've got me on a specific account. I'm not going to go into any details, but basically one of the accounts that they cover is like McDonald's. Now, I'm not at the McDonald's account, thank God. I know too many people that worked at HGS, and they're like literally, what was it, like literally, I want to say they all started at the McDonald's Help Me Hotline, is what I like to refer to it. So if you go to McDonald's, and you order a fucking Big Mac, a large fry, and a drink with no ice, and you get your drink, and there's ice in the drink, and the Big Mac has one patty instead of two, and there's no sauce on it, and the fries are cold and don't have any salt on it, and you call 1-800-McDonald's-HELP-ME or whatever the fuck, and you go, they fucked up my order, and they go, I'm sorry about that, here's, you know, give me your address, I'll mail you out a fucking coupon. That's basically what the job is. Now, the account I got hired on for is a little bit different. It's basically going to be people calling, asking questions about a certain other thing. Only bring up McDonald's because, fuck, everybody and their brother's been to McDonald's. Like, everybody. And even if you haven't gone to McDonald's, you've still gone to fast food at some point in your life. Pulled up to the window, handed the person some money, they hand you your change back, you pull up to the next window, you get your fucking food, you drive away, and then when you're driving away, you're like, I'm still fucking starving, and you reach into the bag to grab up a french fry or two, and you're like, these french fries are freezing cold, like they didn't even cook them. It's happened. It's happened to everybody. It's happened to me. It's happened to you. It's happened to Bill. In fact, Bill had a completely different story in which it's up on the What's Up Fandom Night, both the RSS feed, so the podcast-wise, and it's also up on Google. It's What's Up 3, where Bill talks about the time him and his girlfriend at the time went to the McDonald's over in Bartonville, and because it was late at night, the third shift workers were literally selling crack out of the fucking window. Not a joke, this happens at fast food places all the time. You can pull up, place a specific order, and if you accidentally order the wrong thing, you can literally end up having drugs within your fucking fast food bag. Almost everybody, well, I want to say almost everybody, but that's only because they literally ran a special on it on, like, Dateline or 2020 or one of those stupid fucking news programs, but they literally did something like that where it was national news of, you can go to a fast food joint and get fucking crack thrown into your, you know, sandwich bag along with a hamburger. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, that shit happens all the time. I mean, it sucks and it's shit, but you know. But anyway. So like I said, my original thing was I was going to come in here and bitch because I have iHeartRadio on my phone. Now, some of you guys use Pandora, some of you guys use Spotify, you know, some of you out there use, you know, just fucking Google Play or iTunes and, you know, just buy the music straight out and fuck their radio program. But I'm one of those people that enjoys actually listening to the radio. So I'll get, like, iHeartRadio or whatever, you know, turn it on for the radio station, and then basically it's an excuse to listen to a bunch of songs, so when I can figure out if I actually like this artist and I want to go get more of their shit, or if it's, hey, here's one song that they did you like that song? Yeah, I like that song. Okay, well, here's six more of their songs. Do you like those? No, I don't like those other six songs. Oh, well, then just stick to this one fucking song. You like that song? Cool. You know, we're going to keep trying to throw more shit that they've made at you because we've all dealt with it. You know, not just the one-hit wonders, but, like, the big one I can think of was it was somewhere between grade school and high school. So somewhere between sixth grade and, like, freshman year of high school, I want to say, you know what? No, I'll skip that one because I was going to say the Linkin Park album. Because it was the second one, which was Meteora, if I remember correctly. Because, well, you know what? I'll bring up two examples. I'll bring up Meteora. Because, you know, they were playing like two or three of the songs on the radio. And it was like, all right, you know, these are some pretty decent songs. And then you get the album, well, the CD, rather. Because, let's face it, we were all, you know, being dumb 90s kids and shit. You know, we didn't know that it was an album. It was, yeah, give me the new CD. But, you know, you get the album, you sit down, you put it on, you already know that there's three or four songs that they're playing on the radio that you fucking love because it's drilled into your head that they're great fucking songs because they're on the radio. And then, you know, I listen to the entire album, and basically the entire album is fucking damn good. I mean, don't get me wrong, some of the later albums, yeah, fuck that. No, I fell out of Linkin Park hardcore after Mike was like, yeah, no, I'm done with this Linkin Park shit now that I've got my name out there and people are, you know, looking up fucking Fort Minor and, you know, which was my original band, and now my original band is getting, you know, some actual fucking headway. I'm going back to my original band, fuck off. You know, then they started to fall apart for me. But the big one everybody can remember is fucking, or at least within our group, was, damn it, which one was it? Shit, now I can't think of the name of the fucking album. Which is really gonna drive me nuts. No. God damn it. Oh, that's right. It was, Americana by The Offspring. I knew it was fucking Offspring, but I couldn't think of the album. But regardless, you got to fucking Americana by Offspring, and that's one of those albums where literally almost everybody I knew who was, like, hardcore fucking fans of The Offspring at the time, they got that album and they were like, what the fuck happened? This is no longer, like, the fucking punk that they were that I was fucking digging on so hardcore. This is, like, some sort of, like, poppy bullshit. And after hearing an interview on The Nerdist with the lead singer, and I can't think of his name right now, and it fucking kills me, but I'm not going to waste your guys' time anymore. But after hearing an interview over off Nerdist with him, quite literally that dude, the entire time he was making music, was going to school to become a fucking scientist. So a good portion of the songs that he was making, while yes, they were, you know, fucking counterculture and shit, you know, at the start anyway, with it being them being more of like a punk rock type of band. When it came to Americana, yes, they did slightly pull it back and become more poppy because they became more mainstream, but they also were writing songs that were based off, like, shit that was not only happening in the news, but just, like, the normal culture at the time, you know what I mean? Like, everybody knows fucking Pretty Fly for a White Guy, or Why Don't You Get a Job, or shit like that. Well, that's because it's all the shit that was on the television that he was watching in between working on fucking research papers, you know, grant papers and shit like that. Like, the dude literally, when he had the fucking interview with him, which I want to say he had the interview with Chris Hardwick like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, something like that. But he said that as a scientist, he was literally working on curing HIV and AIDS. Like, he was in the lab, taking cultures, working with the petri dishes, shoving them under microscopes, seeing how they're affected, what antibodies could treat them, what antibodies didn't work, if there's an actual vaccine that can be done to fucking cure this. So, I mean, literally the dude is, like, writing songs, producing albums, fucking going on tour, and in the meantime, while he's sitting in the back of the tour bus, sitting on his laptop and fucking writing down grant papers on, like research papers on fucking, like, the yellow legal notepad type of thing. Excuse me, needed to smoke. Which I really shouldn't, because this is my last pack of cigarettes. I only got $20 to my name. Unless I call Jeremy, because he does owe me $20. Technically, fucking Nick owes me $50 because that time he borrowed $50 from me so he could pay Shane back. Technically, Nick owes me more than $50 because he fucking owes me for when I lent him money to pay back Shane, which he told me it was for gasoline and shit to get home and, you know, fuck around with his truck. And then at the same time, he also owes me for that time I gave him money so that way then he could get a fucking car that literally exploded when he went and grabbed me from Bloomington and drove me back to Peoria to hang out with the guys. I gotta stop loaning motherfuckers money. Anyway. So like I said, I was gonna come in and bitch about it because, you know, I like listening to the radio. Like, I don't like listening to my local radio stations because it's not a matter of it's too commercialized. Like, as a rock, punk, you know, fucking ska, you know, like, I listen to all types of different music, but usually as, like, a rock, metal, punk kind of guy, you start getting into that bullshit of the fucking radio is too mainstream. All they play is all this fucking mainstream poppy bullshit. It doesn't reflect how I actually listen to music. That's fine. That's dandy. That's why there's internet radio stations. So you can go on and be like, sorry, I had a fucking hair or something on my screen and it was bugging the shit out of me. I don't know what the fuck that was. Anyway. But yeah, no, like, with internet radio, or even just going to fucking YouTube, you know, you can go there, punch in your fucking favorite band, and then there's still, like, suggestions of other bands and, you know, other types of music and shit that you can sit down and listen to, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the old days of, you know, going into your local fucking music shop and sitting down and hanging out with the motherfuckers there while you're thumbing through, you know, the CDs or the actual, you know, records or, you know, cassette tapes if you still had a cassette player, you know, and thumbing through all that shit and figuring out what was there and what you felt like listening to. And while you're there thumbing around, you know, asking somebody, hey, you know, you heard anything good about these guys? Because I like these guys, but, you know, I'm looking at this and, you know, kind of like as a wrestling fan, I liked Zebrahead, but I didn't know it. And the reason I liked Zebrahead was because three or four of their songs were put into three or four of the different games. And because I was playing, you know, WWE fucking Day of Reckoning on the GameCube, literally they had like a set soundtrack that literally continuously played the fucking music. Like the only time it stopped playing their music and went to other music was during entrances. That was it. After that, if you're in the middle of a match, you're hearing fucking Zebrahead with, oh god, which ones did they use? I know they used Alone, and then they used another one, and I can't fucking remember what it was. I know Zebrahead did a cover of Legs, if I remember correctly, because it was supposed to be Stacy Keebler's theme song. But they did it more like the ZZ Top rendition, like they didn't leave their punks, their kind of punk signature on the song. I don't know, but anyway, so there was like a couple from Zebrahead, a couple from Breaking Benjamin. You know, it's where fucking the Public Enemy and Anthrax version of Bring the Noise, like that's where I first heard it, and I was like, oh my god, this song is fucking amazing. You know, it, like, there was some hip-hop on it, there was like a whole bunch of shit, and of course, because it's a T-rated video game meant for children, you know, it would edit certain stuff out from the songs. So, as soon as my buddy Britt found Zebrahead, and he was like, dude, you gotta hear this song they have called Hell Yeah, like, you'd fucking love it, watch this video. And I watched it, and he was like, yeah, they're the same dudes who made some of the songs on Day of Reckoning. I was like, oh, fuck. So I sat down and listened to them and shit and, you know, started gaining more musical appreciation because I had heard the songs elsewhere and then was actually able to sit down and look up other shit. In fact, if I were to turn on my Zebrahead radio right now off iHeartRadio, it would play Zebrahead, Lit, fucking Real Big Fish, because I'm a fan of Real Big Fish. Sorry, hold on, my cigarette's going out. Goddamn smoking. Anyway, but because I'm a fan of, like, Real Big Fish, I would listen to the Real Big Fish radio station, which got me into a band that my brother and sister and their friends had found in high school, which was Streetlight Manifesto. You know, got their albums. I had learned that Streetlight had originally started off as another band called Catch 22, which was their band in high school. You know, they originally signed a record deal with Victory, and then once a couple of the members had left, they switched it over to being Bandits of the Acoustic Revolution, which was for one album. I like that. The songs on that album I actually enjoy more than the songs that they re-recorded when they became Streetlight, because their first album was literally re-records of Botar, which is Bandits of the Acoustic Revolution, and Catch 22 songs that they had transferred over, only they'd, you know, jazzed them up and popped them up just a little bit more, so they are different songs at the end of the day. Like, it's still the same song with the same melody and the same lyrics, but they had rearranged the lyrics and, you know, tuned up the melody a little bit better, you know, Mustard Plug, you know, shit like that. And like I said, I've gained more appreciation for certain types of music and certain bands through actually sitting down and being like, okay, I like this, find me music. And my radio station will be like, here's music. But the thing that kills me about it is iHeartRadio, and I don't know about fucking Pandora or Spotify or any of that, but if you're not buying into their, here's a subscription fee, they'll literally, they'll cut in with commercials. And the commercials are quite literally,
Your music is being brought to you commercial-free thanks to this product. Make sure you go to this website and check out this product or this concert series that we're holding or this artist has decided to pay for your shit to be absolutely free. And I'm like, it's not commercial-free if you're playing a goddamn commercial to say it's commercial-fucking-free. Are you goddamn dumb? How daft do you have to goddamn be to go, yeah, don't worry about it. There's no commercials. By the way, this is a commercial to tell you that there's no commercials. That is completely redundant and goddamn ignorant. But that was my original gripe. So, like I said, the only reason why I'm not doing that, which I did do a bit of it, I would have gone into way more detail, but like I said, the reason I'm not doing that is because I got an email. And I got an email on my actual email. And it's kind of weird because normally the fans don't send me jack or shit. Like, if I interact with you guys as fans, usually it's via either the Fandom Night group page off YouTube, the Sentai group page off YouTube, every now and again the Legacy of Gaming off of YouTube, and very, very rarely Pages of Fandom. And the only reason why very rarely on Pages of Fandom is because I'm broke, I ain't got no goddamn money, I can't get out to buy comic books. And even then, I like comics, I like the characters, but at the same time, I usually try to stick to, like, one character and, like, follow their arc. And I've been reading Spawn comics for years, but the problem is I got all of the, like, essentials for Spawn. So it only gives you, like, the main story. It doesn't give you any of the side shit. It doesn't go into, like, oh, well, you know, go to fucking Angela book number 672 so you can, you know, read what happened over there when Spawn did a crossover. And I'm like, if it's not in this book, then I guess it wasn't important to the main storyline that I need to follow. It sucks I don't know what happens there, but thank God comic books have, you know, a hardcore history of pulling serialized television of last time on this show, this happened, blah, 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 plot points, this, what about this character? Well, what about that character? What about that time you did this? And here's the episode, you know, like that type of shit. Like, they'll constantly bring up what's been going on. So if you jump in the middle of a comic book, yes, you'll be lost, but after two or three issues, you can still figure out what the fuck is going on. You won't know the full story, but you still know what the fuck is going on. You know, fucking NCIS is one of those shows that I love, and very rarely do they do it, but when they do it, it's literally like, previously on NCIS, hey, you remember that boat? It exploded. Yeah, I know, you almost died. Oh man, what a bunch of dog shit. Did we ever catch the guy? No, we didn't catch the guy. Here's the guy's name. Oh, well, let's go after the guy. Everybody get the guy. Where's the guy now? Oh, he blew something the fuck else up. Oh man, we gotta get this guy. Now he's sitting up in the bell tower shooting people with a sniper rifle. Oh, well, fuck, we better catch him at the, you know, at the fucking bell tower. Fade to black. Show back up, you know, and pick up the episode. We're at the bell tower, we're gonna get this motherfucker. You know, that type of shit. So, if you just pop in the middle of, you know, season 13, I think they're on now. It's 13 or 14, I can't fucking remember. Which really sucks, because it's one of my favorite shows, and I literally had every single season on DVD till I had to sell a bunch, but that's beside the point. So, like I said, you know, shows like that will do that to you. But I ended up getting an email from one of our fans. He goes, let's see. Well, let's start off correctly. His name is Josh Turnbull. So, I'm gonna give him that shout out here. And, you know, he basically goes, look, you know, I'm glad for the episode. You know, he goes, I live up in Canada, up in Ottawa. So, you know, he goes into that type of shit. He talks about how his sister became a teacher. She went and taught over in China and was teaching them English and math. And then when she came back home, she can't find a job because most of the teachers who are supposed to be retiring aren't retiring. You know, what is it? His best friend is a security guard, but he's got to work other jobs like, you know, fucking McDonald's or Pizza Hut delivery guy or whatnot. Because he says getting a fuck, well, not really that, but you know what I mean. He says he's got to work another job because getting a security job is very rare. and 9 times out of 10, it's not full time. You know, and he goes, yeah, I didn't realize it was rough in the States as well. Which, to get to that, I understand, you know, basically any country, any first world country, I'm going to put it at that. So, China, Japan, the U.S., over in England, so throughout most of Europe, you know, Canada, fucking, damn it, where else? I want to say North Korea, but, or not North Korea, sorry, South Korea, certain parts in Africa, certain places in the Middle East, fucking India, you know, places like this, and maybe not quite India because they're not quite first world yet. You know, they do have some slight first world problems, but a good portion of it is still, you know, I don't want to sound like a dick and say second world, but you know what I mean. Like, basically, anywhere that has cable or satellite television and the internet, it can be difficult to find a job. And, you know, not just for a career that you're actually looking for, but just in general, because, you know, you work so many jobs throughout your lifetime. If I remember correctly, the quote based off, like, the State Department, well, here in the U.S., the quote based off, like, the State Department for jobs, or maybe it was the IRS. I don't know. I can't remember. Anyway, regardless, the U.S. government basically threw out this stat, and I know I completely sound like a retard now that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and I apologize to anybody who's offended by that, but at least I'm calling myself an idiot. But because I mean no malice by the word, you know what I mean? It's just something that you gain from growing up in the fucking 90s is not being completely PC, you know, literate. I mean, don't get me wrong, I understand it, shouldn't say it, but I'm going to anyway, just as a shorthand. But like I said, I know I sound like an idiot because it sounds like I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but like I said, I can't remember who the fuck said it, but I know it was a government thing, and they stated that the average human person, like the average human adult, human person is a little redundant, but the average adult usually goes through 8 or 9 career changes within their entire life. So, when you think about it, 9 times out of 10, when you get your first job, it's usually fast food of some kind. It's fast food or bagging groceries at the grocery store. You know, it's basic, you know, piss jobs. You know what I mean? It's something that's either part-time or even if it is full-time, it's, you know, an 8-hour work day once every, like, couple days type of thing. You know, fucking Scott deals with that right now. He works at GameStop. For a while there, the boss he had was such a fuckwit that every person that was working there was getting, like, 2 and 3 days a week, except for Scott, who somehow pissed off the boss or something, because the boss was only giving him, like, 1 or 2 days a week. Now his new manager has him up to 3 and 4 days a week, which is, you know, a hell of a lot better, but you see my point. You know, it's basic piss work. You know, then you go off to college or whatnot. You might get a job delivering pizzas or, you know, whatever you can find, just something quick and simple to help supplement your income while you're living either on campus in the dorms or off campus, you know, in the frat house or wherever the fuck, and you got bills to pay, alcohol to buy, because usually at, you know, college age, you're wanting to experiment with alcohol because I'm 21 now, I know everything. Which was the same thing you said at fucking 16 when you crashed your car into a fucking telephone pole while you still had your learner's permit. Just saying, we've done it for years. It's kind of human nature. You know, it is. We get to certain ages and we start to think, I know fucking everything. And then eventually you get to being like 40 and 50 years old and you're like, I don't know shit, but I don't give a fuck. What I know is what I know, and I know it well, you know. but, you know, you get, you know, another job. So you quit McDonald's and then you go work at like an actual restaurant as like a busboy as something to get you some income while you're going to college. Okay, now you're out of college, you know, you're still working the busboy job, but, you know, now you've got a degree to go work in jerking off horses. I don't fucking know. You know, you've got a degree to go do something. So you try to find work in that field, and sometimes if you get too specific or you go to get into a line of work that you think is going to be around forever, but it's not. Like, quite literally, there's only a handful of careers that I can guarantee will never, ever, ever go away. The first is working for... Hold up. Okay, first of all, turn off the ringer, because I don't know if that picked that up. Second of all, okay, I kind of don't care. Sorry, just got a message from the guys. Thank God it's just the hangout room where we just kind of bullshit about random stuff, but anyway, you know, what was I saying? Oh yeah, when it comes to death, so working in a mortuary, you know, working as a, okay. So working in a mortuary, so, you know, fucking doctoring up bodies and shit, holding funerals, you know, that type of stuff. Working in a morgue where, you know, people will die, so you're gonna have to, you know, figure out why they died. Also get out all the internal organs and anything that need to go if they're a donor, you know, making sure that all the organs are out, period, because 9 times out of 10, gases will build up inside of your body when you die. So that shit is literally toxic to the entire, basically, entire species. Like, that's part of the reason for the plague. You know, we're literally burying bodies in shallow graves, especially during the war times that were going on during the days of the plague. And then at the same time, we also didn't have proper plumbing, so people would literally shit and piss in chamber pots and then throw them out into the street, where since they're out into the street, rats will run up and basically rub up on your piss and shit in the street, and then run around and get on your food. Typhoid. Typhoid becomes, you know, fucking the plague. Once the strain gets completely out of hand. And now, because everybody's freaking out because of the new fucking Sega system, notifications, there we go, turn off notifications until I turn them back on, which should be in about an hour or so. Anyway, so like I said, you know, so you get a degree and, you know, doing whatever, like I said, I had to catch myself up there, death, anything revolving around death, that's never going away. Gas stations. There's always going to be gas stations. Always. Everybody talks about how we need to stop with, you know, fossil fuels, and we are correct. We need to eliminate fossil fuel use so we can eliminate, you know, all the carbon in the air so that one we can actually continue to have a planet to live on. Technically speaking, the planet will be fine. The people are fucked, to quote George Carlin. If we destroy the planet, we destroy the planet. However, there's a difference between destroying the environment and destroying the planet. That's the key word there. Everybody always talks about we're destroying the planet. We're not. We're destroying the environment. The planet itself will be fine. We have no ozone layer. That sucks. It's going to kill us. You know, there'll be no air. Trees will be harder to grow. Shit like that. But after a while, we will run out of resources. All of humanity will cease to exist. And because all of humanity will cease to exist, other animals will come in to not only replace us as more of a dominant species on the food chain, but plant life will grow back. The ozone layer will fix itself eventually. Not immediately, but eventually. And technically speaking, the planet will be better off without us here. It's a shit thing to say, but technically the planet will be better without human beings being on it. So let's see. Gas station work isn't going out. Anything involving death. Food will never go away because we need food to survive. Infrastructure and government jobs, technically speaking, will exist. But eventually, one of these days, people will overthrow their governments, but you're still going to need, you know, some sort of system set in place so that when then people know not to be a bunch of cunts. Literally, every country that should be number one on the on their fucking Bill of Rights and their Constitution, and you have a right to, number one, not be a cunt. Number two, breaking rule number one means, you know, and then fucking slide it out. Because generally speaking, that's just a good way to be a human being, is don't be an asshole, douchebag, prick-faced, motherfuck of a worthless piece of shit, cunt. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's my personal opinion, but I know a lot of people share that opinion. If you're an asshole, fuck you. Although, don't get me wrong, I'm an asshole, and yet I still got an email from a guy. And you guys still somehow listen to me. But regardless, that's all taking forever, and I got an actual point I want to make by the end of this video. Video. Don't get me wrong, it'll go up on video eventually, but for right now, just a recording. But anyway, so he goes on, he talks about how he lives with his parents, as, you know, as well, because, like most of us, it's kind of hard to get a place, and especially if, you know, you end up moving in with your friends, and you know your friends, but 9 times out of 10, you don't know them really that well, because you don't live with them on a daily basis, you know. That's actually one of the things that can kill friendships, is when you move in with somebody. That's the reason why that's usually one of the, quote, big steps when you get into a relationship. You know, I got with my ex, me and her were together for like a month or two, and then after being together for a month or two, my friend Jennifer and her boyfriend at the time, and we'll see how that one goes, I'm not going to get into it now, but her and her boyfriend at the time, basically, we were all living together. They said, oh, well, we're, you know, the lease is up on the apartment, we're going to leave the apartment because, you know, boyfriend's grandpa died. When grandpa died, he willed the house to, you know, dude's mom. So he talked dude's mom into moving back into grandpa's house, which is the childhood home that she grew up in. So he basically conned her into moving into the house she grew up in so he could have her house. Because it was either sell grandpa's house, which is literally in the historical district of Peoria, meaning those houses aren't going anywhere. They're not. They're not going to be torn down. They're not going to be, you know, picked up and moved. Nothing is going to change about those houses. Excuse me. Nothing's going to change about those houses ever. Unless you go through, quite literally, you have to go up to the city of Peoria and go, hey, my light bulb broke on the front porch. Can I install a brand new light bulb? And they go, we'll get back to you in 3 days. We got city permits that need to be filed. Like that type of shit. The only way that those houses are going to go away is if fucking zombie apocalypse, well, just some form of apocalypse, period, and the house gets blown to shit. You know, fucking, there's some sort of war, there's zombies, you know, fucking, all hell breaks loose, like literally the earth opens up and swallows the house whole, fucking demons pour out of the hole for where the house fell in, you know, fucking angels and demons and cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria. You know. So, basically I was about to be back at my dad's house, but my ex said, you know what? I've got, you know, my own place. There's plenty of room, which was dog shit. She was living in a one-bedroom apartment with two squatters that were living with her when she was with her ex and her kid. So, quite literally, she had two twin-size mattresses. One was her kid's bed. That never changed. The other bed was either her roommates would basically sleep on that and she would sleep out on the couch, or they would sleep out on the couch and in the fucking armchair, and she would sleep in the bedroom, in the bed. So, yeah. I moved in with her, and then after I moved in with her, we basically had an extra spare bed. So, luckily, me and her got a bigger bed, her kid got, you know, basically a double mattress, and her roommates we threw the fuck out because they were stealing from us. That's a different story. I'll get into that in some other time. I was about to say, in a few episodes, but who fucking knows? But, yeah, he says he lives at home because he's physically handicapped and has a developmental delay. I'm gonna make no comment about that because that's, you know, that's some terrible shit that's happened to you, you know, but it's sadly, it's something that happened. It sucks, but, you know, like I said, there's not really much I can say about it other than it sucks. And I know it sounds insincere and disingenuous, but it, shit happens, unfortunately. Like, I don't want to dismiss it at all, but, like I said, shit happens. Like, I know people who are in way worse situations than you, I know people who are in way better situations than you, but at the same time, everybody's got a situation that's complete dog shit. Like, there's a reason why I'm stuck at home with my parents, and it's not just because I have no money and no job right now, or because every time I find, you know, a roommate, a girlfriend, you know, a buddy who's like, hey, I'm moving into a new place. Would you want to go 50-50 on the rent with me? And I go, yeah, sure. It's not just that. There's a whole bunch of other shit, which I'm not going to get into with complete strangers. No offense to any of you guys. That's one of those things that quite literally takes years for me to divulge. Like, and especially on fucking worldwide broadcast. Maybe by episode 50 or 60, I might get into that dog shit, which it's basically a bunch of family turmoil that I'm basically hardcore punishing myself for. And I'm not 100% at fault. I am at fault by about 20%, but I'm not at 100%. But I, like I said, that's some dog shit, and I will get into that shit with you guys later. But yeah, he goes on, you know, he was, what was it? Oh yeah, he talks about he got into a fight in high school because some dude was being an asshole, and basically, what was it? He said, oh yeah. I wanted to make mention of this because this I thought was funny. He said one of his classmates used to call his group of friends Nerd OC because every time that he talked to the dude, it always seemed like there was shit going on with someone or between people in the group. And I'm going to tell you right now, that shit happens to this day. There's plenty of times, even within our crew, there's plenty of times where people talk shit about each other. You know, fucking, we talk shit about, and I'll lay it out here. We'll talk shit on Shane sometimes because Shane has this problem where he wants to one-up everybody in the group like it's some sort of dick measuring contest because Jeremy got a house because he's got a kid. Jeremy's getting married here in a few months, you know, so he's gonna have the wife and then his kid and then her kid. So he's basically a stay-at-home dad taking care of two fucking kids. They needed a house. They were literally living in a two-bedroom duplex with fucking neighbors who were blasting music at fucking 3 a.m. when the kids are supposed to be going to sleep. You know, his daughter is basically legally blind. Like, literally came out of the womb and couldn't see jack or shit. Like, she is blind. You know, quite literally to the point where he's already said he's gonna have to teach his other daughter, Riley, which is his old lady's kid. He's basically gonna teach her how to, like, help take care of Anna, which is his daughter, who, like I said, is legally blind. And I don't mean, like, take care of her as in, you know, help her wash herself or, you know, get around. But I mean, like, help her make sure that if some dude walks up, she's aimed in the right position so she could kick the guy square in the nuts when, you know, he walks up and he's like, hey, baby, I know you can't see shit, but I'm some sort of handsome. Let's fuck. And be like, Anna, 3 degrees to your left. All right, you're good. You know, and then kick him squarely in the ball sack. You know, that type of shit. So Jeremy got a house. Bill's getting a house because he has his daughter Gwen. You know, plus at the same time, the apartment that he's been living in for a while, which a good portion of you guys have seen, if you've seen any of our other videos, the good one is when Scott got the, NES Classic, and we did the unboxing for it, you know, and we're sitting on the couch, or a good upcoming episode would be 109 and 110, I think? For Sentai Review, I don't know, it's the two newest ones that are up, so hold up. It shouldn't be too difficult, just open up the thing. No, 111 and 112. That's right. So episodes 111 and 112 of the Sentai Review, as soon as those go up off of YouTube, it's basically, it's us on Skype using the video camera. So if you pay attention to Bill's screen, you'll actually see Bill's apartment. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's his couch and some of the cutouts, but, you know, you'll see Bill's apartment. Well, his apartment, it's decently sized, but at the same time, every time we come over to hang out, it's too goddamn tiny. Like, quite literally too goddamn tiny. Like, it's a decent-sized living room, a fucking kitchen where there's next to no room for us to sit down, and we all sit around that table all the time to play, like, Cards Against Humanity or D&D. And then there's his daughter's bedroom and his bedroom, which nobody can go into. And then the bathroom, which is literally, here's a sink, a toilet, and a tub with a shower head. Like, I couldn't even lay down inside that bathroom, and I'm like 5'11". So if I were to lay down with my head up against the tub, my kneecaps would be hanging outside of the door frame. In order for me to get my entire body whilst laying down inside of there, I would have to lay down head first with the door closed, head first up against the door, and my feet dangling over the fucking bathtub. Like, that's how much room that place has. So he needs a bigger space. Plus, at the same time, he kind of wants a yard because, you know, his fiance wants a dog. You know, she wants an actual pet in the house again, which the apartment they're living in, no pets allowed. Well, pets allowed, but no fucking big animals. And like I said, they want an actual dog. Not a lap dog, not one of these fucking, you know, chihuahuas, fucking teacup, put in your purse, walk around like you're fucking Paris Hilton, kiss my ass, that's not a dog, that's an oversized rat. Pugs I will count, pugs and corgis I will count as actual dogs. Dachshunds are kind of 50-50 on that list, only because my great aunt has had nothing but dachshunds for years, and they get obnoxious as fuck after a while. Like, they're good dogs, but they get obnoxious after a while with all the yipping. And what's the other breed? There's another breed. I don't know. Anyway, there's certain small dogs I will allow to be considered dogs, but most of them that are tiny fucking lap dogs, kiss my ass, it's an overgrown rat with long hair. Or even fucking short hair, but it's still an overgrown fucking rat. Kiss my ass, it's not a dog. And they kind of feel the same way. But because they're getting houses, fucking Shane goes, yeah, I'm gonna take all this money I got, I'm gonna get me a fucking house. You know, I've got damn good credit. I'm gonna go buy me a house, one that's even bigger than everybody else's house fucking combined, just because I goddamn can. And we're like, Shane, just, no, dude, no. This isn't a dick measuring contest, just calm down. You know, fucking, Scotty will get pissy from time to time when he's editing the videos, and I get it, fucking, I've done video editing in the past, but he'll go to edit up the videos, and he'll listen to the audio, and then get pissed off at something that was going on in the conversation, and he'll throw his 2 cents in on the video, in which we can't do anything about it, so it's basically like him getting the last fucking word, when there's no need to it. Like, once the episode is over, fucking drop it. If it comes up as a conversation piece later, cool, it comes up as a conversation piece later, but once the video is, like, once the audio has been recorded, that's it. Like, fucking wipe your hands, walk away, that's what it should be, but there's times where he doesn't do that and he'll fucking come back. Like, the big one everybody would know would be, like, fucking Z Cross, where he's like, no, fuck that, it's ZX, because it says ZX. I live in America that's a fucking Z and an X, so it's ZX, not Z Cross. If it was Z Cross, it would be ZCROSS Cross, and it's like, people use fucking shorthand for shit all the time, man. It's not the end of the world. I know it's something that aggravates you. Just take a breath, wipe, you know, fucking wash your hands of the situation, move on. You know, fucking, I know I do shit that pisses everybody off. You know, I got dumb shit that I do. Don't get me wrong, I'm me, so I can't think of it. Probably anytime my depression gets to me and I start being a fucking Debbie Downer in the middle of an episode, or, you know, fucking, I just act like a complete and total fuckhead. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know. For me, it's probably justified. For everybody else, it's probably a bunch of stupid dog shit. Like, I know the big thing was, we were trying to figure out how we were gonna record the Sentai episodes, and I kept throwing out ideas, and Bill's like, dude, I know you really want to do these episodes, I know you got, you know, you want to get shit done, but we need everybody on board. Just because you want to do an episode doesn't mean we can get everybody in on an episode. Which is kind of why I started doing these, is because anytime I feel like recording an episode, open the phone, hit the button, start talking. So, you know, it's just shit that happens, you know, it, like, everybody's got shit going on. Like I said, Nick has burnt almost every bridge within the group from him borrowing money and then, like, never paying it back. Like, it's to that point where almost everybody in the group, he goes, man, can I borrow a quarter so I can park my car so we can go inside to, you know, eat at this restaurant everybody wants to go to? And everybody be like, sorry, dude, I ain't got a quarter. And then we get to the meal, and it'll be like, that'll be $79.25. And we'll be like, here's the quarter. They'll be like, you motherfuckers. And it's like, you weren't going to fucking pay me back. Like, ever. You know, well, what the fuck's the point? You know, and I mean, don't get me wrong. At the end of the day, we're all friends. It's just shit that happens, you know. People do shit that sometimes to you is obnoxious, annoying, or just flat out pisses you off. So, like I said, with that, I feel it. But anyway, so he says he got into a fucking fist fight with a dude because he was trying to go to college for radio broadcasting. And the dude was like, you know, you'd never get in because you're in a fucking wheelchair. And, you know, nobody would listen to you because you're a fucking cripple. And fucking nothing good can happen to you because, you know, you're fucking disabled. And disabled people only get special treatment because people feel sorry for them, type of shit. And, you know, dude says he can walk, so he literally stood up out the chair and, like, punched the dude, like, either square in the chest or in the arm a couple times. And, like, the dude backed up and was, like, confused as shit, like, what the fuck just happened? You know, and with that, yeah, I feel you, you know. He says he could have handled the situation a lot better. There's plenty of situations everybody could have handled a lot better. Like, a lot, you know, there's another time I could have handled the situation better, where, because my father's the way he is, I've sadly gained some of his personality flaws, so, there we go, end of that cigarette. Like I said, I gained some of his personality flaws, so, like, when I show concern, it's not like, oh my god, are you okay? It's, what the fucking cocksucking motherfucking hell is going the fuck on? What the shit? What's wrong with you? What the fuck? So me and my girlfriend, at the time, ex now, but me and her got into an argument because this was around the time we were breaking up. And I think the situation could have been salvaged a little bit better, but hindsight is no. She was, you know, ready to fucking leave me any goddamn way, but she basically flat out told me she was gonna go spend time with some dude out in the middle of nowhere and fuck his brains out while she was thinking about whether me and her were gonna do good together or not. You know, whether we could continue being in a relationship. And I said, you know what? If that's what you gotta do, that's what you gotta do. Well, living in the Midwest, for those of you who don't know, it's referred to as Tornado Alley because whenever the weather gets to a specific temperature, we get tornadoes like sons of bitches. We've all heard about it on the news. You know, you get the fucking F5 tornadoes that literally rip the entire fucking, literally, they'll rip an entire town out. Like, foundation and all. When you come back, there ain't gonna be shit but an empty field with random bits of gravel and maybe a car or two that's been flipped over. Like, you know, there's been plenty of tornadoes all throughout, you know, the U.S. and other countries where they've done nothing but, like, just destroy entire cities. You know, your house is gone. The only reason why you survived is you woke up in the middle of the night, heard the sirens, and hopped in your bathtub. And then when the fucking tornado came by, it ripped the fucking bathtub out of the house and threw you, like, literally from one end of your, you know, fucking city to the other end of the city. Like, living here in Peoria like I do, if a tornado were to cut through and rip me out of my house, there's a good chance it could throw me from Peoria into East Peoria, which means 50 miles, maybe? Well, straight line, you know, maybe 40 miles. Because I gotta remember, it would lift me up and then shoot me out. But it could literally, like, toss me, like, rip my house out from around me, pull me out of my bed, and throw me 40 miles to the river. Or if it got a good enough, you know, throw, if it's a strong enough tornado, throw me about a good 80 miles, and I would be over at the local community college. You know what I mean? Like, not a joke. Pick me up, toss me over the fucking river, through the trees, and I could land, like, in the fucking parking lot of the fucking community college in East Peoria. You know what I mean? Like, it's shit like that. Well, fucking heavy storms and, you know, tornado sirens are going off for, like, literally the entire area. Like, there was not a fucking county on the map that says, hey, you're in a safe spot. Like, everybody was under fucking tornado warning. Not even tornado watch of, look out, there might be a tornado. Like, there's gonna fucking be a tornado. You know, hide your wife, hide your kids, fucking, you know, you're gonna fucking die type of shit. So, her phone was dead. She basically, she didn't charge it, or she had just turned it off like, I ain't talking to nobody, I'm gonna sit here and suck dick and take a dick in my ass for the next 7 hours. And people were calling her, no answer, no answer, no answer. Her fucking mother calls me and goes, hey, where are you at? And I said, huh, hold up. Okay, no, it is working. All right, I was getting a phone call there. But anyway, she goes, hey, where are you at? And I said, I'm at work. And she goes, well, you know, I know you guys are just up the street from me, but you guys are living in a fucking, you know, one-story ranch-style duplex. I'd feel a hell of a lot better if you guys were over here, you know, at my place where there's a fucking basement. You know, where's your girlfriend? And I said, oh, she's off in Timbuktu fucking some other dude. Don't worry, your grandkid is at the babysitter's house in downtown Peoria. And she goes, oh. Well, I'm sorry for your loss. Maybe we'll get back to you, you know, some other time about that. Can you get a hold of the babysitter and make sure that, you know, the kid's over at my house? Because I'd rather have the kid over at my house. And I said, you know what? That's fine. I'll call her. So I called the babysitter, said, hey, you know, take the boy over to grandma's house, leave him over there. You know, fucking, as soon as we hear back from my ex, you know, we'll, hopefully she'll be alright. So I'm literally in the middle of a long work day. She finally calls back and I go, where the fuck are you and what's going on? Because there's fucking tornado sirens going off, heavy storms, you know, I've been freaking out wondering if you're dead in a ditch, you know, what's going on? I just want to know you're okay. And she's like, I'm fine, I just didn't charge my phone. And I said, that's fine. Just make sure that the next time you go out, just keep your phone charged, because I want to make sure that you're okay. Well, blah this and da that and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, what does it matter to you? And I was like, fuck you, you dumb cunt. Will you shut the fuck up and listen to me? I don't need your blah, blah bullshit right now. I want to make sure that you are okay, you're not dead in a ditch, you've had me freaking the fuck out worried, what the fuck? To which case she goes, yeah, the dude I was fucking could hear you saying that, like once she got back home. Yeah, the dude I was fucking could hear you saying that, and he said he wanted to come back home with me so he could kick your ass, and I said, good, let him come kick my ass. Because the first thing that we're going to talk about now that your ass is home is, you know, why the fuck didn't you let me know that you're fucking safe? And all of a sudden, she literally saw a genuine fucking concern on my face. And she's like, look, all right, fine. All right, you didn't need to goddamn yell and freak out at me. I said, I know I didn't. She's like, well, you didn't need to. But for Christ's sakes, you know, if I'm okay, I'm okay. And I'm like, yes, but I need to know that you are okay so I don't worry. So, like I said, that shit happens. We're all in situations like that. Where, you know, we all wish that we could have done a hell of a lot better. And then these last two paragraphs I'm going to read verbatim, because they actually kind of got to me a little bit. And I'm hoping that the guys listen to it. So I'm going to try to make a note here of fucking 58 on my recording. So about the hour mark is where we need to pick up. But anyway. Anyways, your recent episode of Sario Says actually restored my hope in humanity. With everything going on in the world these days, it's easy to forget that life isn't always about having a good job or being the most popular, or even forcing your own opinions onto others. I was bullied a lot as a kid because physically I was different than everyone else in my small town schools. I never really let it bother me. Oh, sorry, my nose started dripping. Anyway, I never really let it bother me too much, but as a result, I don't really trust people when I first meet them. Understandable. So when someone like that asshole kid, and then in parentheses, as an aside, I hope he's in jail or something. But anyway, so when someone like that asshole kid tells me I can't do something because I'm in a wheelchair, or someone says shit to me because I'm physically and mentally unable to work, I'm on disability and I run my blogs as a way to work within my own limitations, it can mess with my head a little bit sometimes. I really hope you guys keep going with it. It's a way to really connect with the audience and really for us to connect with you and the other guys. Because we get to see what your lives are like outside the podcast, and it makes you feel like real people instead of just names on the Facebook group or disembodied voices on a podcast. And that's why I joined Fandom Night group page on Facebook. Because of all the people I've watched on YouTube or listened to podcasts of, you guys are the most real group of people I have seen. Now, why did this get to me? Literally, those last two paragraphs. Why'd that get to me? Because simply put, I was bullied almost my entire life. Sorry, no, I realized that the phone call was my stepmom. She's actually having, personal trouble right now, with her having seizures and shit like that. It gets to be a pain in the ass for her sometimes, and especially when my stepsister and shit starts causing drama. So whenever she starts causing drama, my stepmom's gotta get the fuck out of the house almost immediately. Excuse me. But, anyway. Now that I've had my drink and I'm about to light up another cigarette and wait for my stepmom to respond. But like I said, why did that get to me? Well, like I said, I've been bullied almost my entire life. I've been overweight my entire fucking life. So, like when you're a little kid, it doesn't really, you know, get to you that much. Sorry, she just replied. Apparently it's a 911 emergency type of thing, like fucking all hell's breaking loose. So I'll make this quick. Like I said, I was bullied almost my entire life. Now in grade school, you know, fucking kindergarten, first grade, second grade, you know, so since he's up in Canada, fucking, you know, pre-K, K, fucking year one, year two, year three, shit like that, you know. Or at least I think that's how it goes. My apologies if I'm wrong. Again, American public school education. I don't really know jack or shit. But, and this is coming from a guy who was a BNC student, BNC student throughout most of school. I would have been an A student, but I never applied myself. I applied myself more to my video games. But like I said, I was a fat kid growing up. So it took until about fourth grade, maybe, before people started, you know, picking on me and making, you know, fun of me and calling me names and treating me like shit. It also didn't help that the grade school I went to was basically away from my house. I lived in Bartonville for years and years and years and years and years, but I went to school in the Norwood School District, which for anybody here within central Illinois, so Peoria, Pekin, shit like that, you know Norwood. It's up over by the fucking county jail, which is way the fuck out of district. Now, I was able to go out of district because my grandmother was the secretary at the grade school where I went to school to. Both for preschool, well, not preschool, sorry, but for primary school and elementary school. So, you know, I had my own little small group of friends throughout most of grade school and, you know, elementary school. Well, grade school in general. But there was, like, a few of the kids who, you know, I wasn't into the MTV fucking culture, so, you know, sitting around watching the fucking VJs after school and shit, like, I was still basically, like, a kid at heart. Like, my mom did her best to try to basically keep me as, like, a boy in a bubble type of thing. Like, don't get me wrong, once I got to sixth grade, I discovered porn, so I've been watching porn since I was fucking 12 years old, which says a lot about me psychologically as a person, but that's a little bit beside the point. You know, like I said, my mom tried to keep me sheltered, you know, to try to keep me from not knowing what's going on in the world. So that kind of, you know, I still sat around and watched, like, Fox Kids after school and different shit like that. And again, if the audio changes, it's because I'm walking around the house trying to get ready to go get my stepmom. But, you know, I was picked on and treated like shit. And fucking one day, one of the kids in, you know, we're in gym class and we're running, and the kid's talking shit, and the janitors, you know, just mopped the floor in the gym. So while we're running around the gym floor, you know, around the fucking little circle that they put down to make, like, an indoor track, you know, well, more for basketball than indoor track, but you know what I mean. It's still there just because. So while we're running around, I slip and I bust my ass, and the kid starts talking shit. So I start trying to chase after the motherfucker before I realize, what am I doing? I'm acting like a dumbass kid. These boundaries are fucking boundaries. You know, the floor is lava. Stay within the lines. So I said, fuck that, and stopped and turned around and started walking the other fucking way like, no, you're going to have to come to me because you're still in gym class like I am. You know, fucking, I'm breaking the rules because I don't give a fuck. So one day I finally went to go to confront the motherfucker. And literally the teacher at the time, who knew me, because all the teachers fucking knew me, because I'd stay after school to wait for my grandma if I didn't just ride the bus home so I could sit down and, like I said, watch Fox Kids, Nickelodeon, you know, fucking Toonami since it had just started up, so, you know, DBZ and fucking Gundam, which I wasn't really a big Gundam fan at the time, but later on I grew up to appreciate it. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, it was fucking Wing Gundam, but, you know, whatever. So like I said, because I wasn't a part of the fucking MTV culture and wasn't listening to like fucking Snoop Dogg and Kid Rock and, you know, shit like that at the time, they talk shit on me. So like I said, I went to confront the motherfucker one day, and the teacher was like, get your ass out in the fucking hallway, go get a goddamn drink, and then come back in later. You know, go cool off. So like I said, I've been picked on my entire life. You know, fucking Bills had troubles like that. Bills had troubles with schools because, and this is something, you know, he's not really going to talk too much about, but I'll make mention of it real quick. Basically, around the time of, like, the fucking Columbine massacre, Bill skipped school one day, and because he skipped school one day to just go fuck about, the entire school system of Bartonville grade school and even on into Limestone when we got into high school, basically, they had marked him as a troubled kid. Like, they said, you can't be on school property until 5 minutes before your first class, and you have to leave as soon as the bell rings in seventh period. Once you're done at seventh hour, go the fuck home. Get on the bus, walk, I don't give a fuck, get out of this school. Which he said was real great because they gave him detention one time, and he couldn't show up for it because he couldn't go to any of the school functions or anything like that, because since he skipped school one day, they literally, one of the teachers freaked the fuck out and thought, oh my god, he's gonna come shoot up the school because he saw about it, you know, with the fucking MTV shit. Oh my god. So, because of that shit, it fucked him over for, you know, most of his academia. You know, Shane, I'm not 100% on, because a good portion of his bullshit is his own bullshit with his family, so I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to, you know, drag up anything with his family. And then Scotty's had his own problems because something happened with his dad and nobody's pressed him about it. We don't know if his dad just got up and left and walked out the door one day, or if his dad died and, you know, in something. None of us know, and we don't press him on it because we're not going to do that. As soon as you're ready to tell, you know, something in the group, go ahead and say something.
You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the reason why we're all friends, is because none of us push any issues, and at the same time, because we also like a good portion of the same shit. You know, video games, animes, comic books, movies, you know, TV, shit like that. And for years, that's basically all we've been doing, is we're just dudes hanging out. You know. Excuse me. Talking so much, my mouth is starting to water. But like I said, you know, literally, before we decided one day, well, before Bill decided one day, because technically all this is his brainchild, but before all this, we would literally get together, hang out, play a game, and debate politics. Like nerd politics, you know, fucking Han Solo shoots first, you know, the fucking remake, you know, why the fuck did they CG his head to literally fucking move like 3 inches to the left or to the right or whatever it was? Like, why the fuck did they do that? You know, if fucking Char had his red fucking Zaku, would he actually be able to go toe-to-toe against, like, Gundam Wing? You know, why certain Gundams are so goddamn broke, it's retarded. And again, my apologies for that, but, you know, like I said, 90s kid. You know, fucking the Power Rangers shit that we go through, you know, all the different random topics we cover, which video game characters we'd fuck, you know, who would win in a fight, fucking Freddy or, you know, fucking Jason Voorhees, or not Freddy or Jason Voorhees, excuse me, Freddy or Dracula, you know, shit like that. Like, we're just doing that all the time. And then one day Bill gets it in his head while he's still working at McDonald's. He goes, what if I just get a camera and we just record us sitting around talking about nothing and we put it up? Would people even watch it? Are there people like us who just sit around and bullshit? And, like, I watch Markiplier and I watch the Game Grumps and, you know, I watch fucking Team Four Star do shit all the time. And, you know, it's... Sorry, finishing up that cigarette. But, you know, it's one of those things where I like them. They all seem like cool dudes, like each one of them in their own right. You know, fucking Aaron Hansen, a.k.a. Ego Raptor, fucking Dan Avedon, better known as, you know, Danny Sexbang for Game Grumps. You know, listening to them, all right, I get it. You know, the two dudes sitting down just hanging out, talking shit while they're playing a game. Sometimes they'll comment on the game. Sometimes there's nothing to comment on the game, so they'll just talk about random personal shit. You know, and you kind of feel connected to them through listening, but you also don't really feel like a full connection to them as a person. Like I said, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to fucking a bunch of Kevin Smith shit. I listen to The Nerdist. You know, I listen to fucking, well, it used to be Nerd Poker with, you know, Nerd Poker with Brian Posehn and friends. Now it's Brian Posehn's Nerd Poker. Because as long as he flip-flopped it and left out the with friends, then Earwolf, who he used to go through, can't sue him. He put a wheelchair and a mohawk on it. They can't sue. It's not a Stargate, it's a Fargate. We put a mohawk and a wheelchair on it. We're not getting sued. But anyway. So because of that shit, you know, like, you feel like you know them, but at the same time you don't, because you only know them through the recordings. Like, with us as a group, we put enough of ourselves out there, and don't get me wrong, I'm probably going to get my ass kicked for talking too much shit, because that's probably the thing I do most that everybody hates, is, you know, I do the behind-the-scenes shit and tell you guys what's really going on with our lives and stuff. Like, we finally admitted it on Sentai that the reason why we had to hold off on the episodes is because Shane got forced in to work at Caterpillar because they were so far behind on production that he had to go the fuck into work. There was no way around it. So by the time he got out of work, it was like 9, 10 o'clock at night. So there wasn't really much we could do about it. Other than, you know, attempt to be up until 3 a.m. recording. But Scott works second shift. If Scott doesn't get home before 2 a.m., he gets pissed off. And I understand it. You know, when you're tired, you're tired. You're ready to go to bed. If you're sitting at your buddy's house and there's no way for you to get home besides wait for somebody to give you a ride because Scott has no car because he was in a car wreck so he's deathly afraid to drive, you know, if he's got to wait for me to get done bullshitting so he can go home,
he starts getting a little pissy, and I understand it. You know, it's just shit that happens. You know, so like I said, you know, all the behind-the-scenes shit, I can understand everybody being pissed off about. But like I said, that's just us. You know what I mean? Like, we don't claim to be intelligent people. Well, okay, we claim to be intelligent people. We don't claim to be experts. There's the better term for it. We don't claim to be experts. We don't claim to know every tiny little thing about every fucking thing there is to know about anything. You know, we get fans that comment and say, hey, let me be in on this episode. I know fucking everything there is to know about Sentai. Okay. Well, I'm glad you know. We do this show so we can go in blind and give you, like, literally the opinions of somebody who's never seen this before. You know, we want to give you guys genuine reactions to have never, ever laying eyes upon something and giving you genuine reaction to it. We want to go in blind. We don't want to know the stories. We don't want to know, you know, whether the costumes are good or bad, because again, that's all opinion based, you know. Look at Kamen Rider Stronger. Go rewatch that episode. Gangan G. Everybody shit on Gangan G except for me. When it came to Stronger, we all agreed. Stronger looks like shit. But with Gangan, everybody was like, that sucks. And I was like, no, I get it. He's supposed to be comic relief. That's why he looks like a doofy looking guy. You know, that's why his outfit looks so stupid. You know, we got to, which one? The Gokaiger. There we go. Pirate Rangers. I was trying to think of the actual Sentai name. Fucking Scott hates with just like a burning passion, to quote from Nick, with the burning passion of 10,000 exploding suns, Scott hates Captain Marvelous. Because Captain Marvelous, in the show, as, you know, with his personality, he's an asshole. He's a fuckwit, no good asshole. He shouldn't be the hero because he's an asshole. That's Scotty's opinion. Everybody else thinks, wow, these costumes look good. You know, we didn't watch any of the episodes. You know, we didn't really know much going in except for Bill, who actually had watched the episodes beforehand because Greg told him, dude, you gotta see these. But, because of course Greg watched them. But, you know, Scotty's opinion was, fuck him, he's an asshole. He doesn't need to be some stupid cocksucking motherfucker, especially when he's supposed to be the leader of the Power Rangers, where the Power Rangers are supposed to be happy, bright, sunshine and rainbows coming out of a unicorn's asshole at all points in time. Happy, peppy, you know, fucking no negative outlook on the world. They're supposed to be bright and colorful and shining at all points in time. And here's this dude who comes in like, this isn't about me. Well, if it's not about me, I don't give a fuck. And it's a character flaw, you know, it happens from time to time in shows. And like I said, that's Scott's opinion. You know, that's not the rest of the group, that's just Scott's opinion. But I just figured I'd come in here, read that email, say thanks a lot, man, because quite literally, I wasn't even going to record an episode today. I was just going to sit on my ass and do nothing. And I'm leaving my house now, so it's going to sound really weird here in a second, especially when I go to plug you guys into my speakers and my truck so I can finish this shit up after I wait for this truck to go by. But, like I said, you know, I'm fat. Okay. And we'll put the key in the ignition because I got to go. Yay, half a tank of gas, $20 in my pocket. Got $20 in my pocket. Alright, there we go. But anyway, like I said, you know, I just wanted to say thanks. I wasn't even going to record an episode today. I was probably just going to hang around and do nothing. And, you know, just kind of hang out, do whatever. But after actually reading the email, because don't get me wrong, I've sat on that email for a good couple hours now, because I saw it came in and I was like, yeah, I'll get to that later. But I really do appreciate it, man. Like, really, truly, and honestly, I do appreciate it. And I really do hope that other people decide to hop in on this and come conversate. And that's really all
I kind of wanted to say on this subject. So, again, if you guys want to get a hold of me, it's not that difficult to do. I mean, fuck, he got a hold of me. So either shoot me an email or send one to the actual Reploid Productions emails. You know, fucking just get a hold of us. We'll sit down, we'll talk. You know, I'll probably talk, especially on the Sario Says episodes. But, you know, go ahead, shoot us an email. Get a hold of us in the Facebook group page. We're always talking in those, and we're always getting back to you guys. So now that I'm getting up the street and I'm getting into a school zone, I'm going to end this so it doesn't look like I'm just fucking around on my phone in a school zone. So that's all I got to say about that.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.